Good morning to Joe Fisher, by the way.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Rough outing for Jeremy Sowers, whose ERA has crept above 5, and you wonder, you know, what the deal is there.
Yeah, it's almost, his ERA is almost 6 now, and 4 1/3 yesterday, 7 hits, 6 runs. And kind of a shame because, as you guys have talked about previously, he's had some actually pretty good outings, even in losses, where he's pitched pretty well but really hasn't gotten any run support. This one just got away from him in the fifth inning yesterday. So, yeah, I guess he's, what, 1-5 now on the year. So you hope they hang in with him for a while, but Cleveland in general is struggling right now. It's not just Jeremy. They have a number of problems, as you mentioned.
And Brant Snedeker misses the cut at the U.S. Open. Yep. He didn't play horribly, but still at the same time, not where he wants to be.
No, but you know, this Open, and as we've been watching and will continue to watch today, this Open so much fell into when you were playing. You know, a lot of guys really didn't have much of a chance. They got terrible opportunities, had to play at the worst possible times, and it was just kind of a luck of the draw thing for many of them. Now, Brant, as you said, a 74 in his first day. I think that was the round where he felt he could have actually gotten a little more out of it. Was playing pretty well, then it kind of got away late. Then when you start to press a little bit, take a few chances because you know you're kind of right on the cut line there, and they didn't pay off for him. But, you know, he didn't play horribly, and I think certainly it was good to get out there and compete at that level again. Hopefully he'll now begin to put something together and get back to full strength.
Yeah, health-wise, is he about where he wants to be?
No, I think he is, Kevin. Last time that we talked about him, he really wasn't saying anything about his ribs at all, that was not really an issue. But what he's doing now is you just see him so often tinkering with things in his swing, trying to find whatever that comfort zone is. And when Brant's on, he can make birdies in bunches. We've seen him go on streaks that are just incredible, but he has just not been able to hit the ball, frankly, close enough to the hole yet on a consistent basis to give himself a lot of good opportunities. And hopefully that'll improve and he'll get stronger and get a little more confident. I think he needs something good to happen to build his confidence back up to where he was when he was playing so well.
LSU and Texas start their best of three series for the College World Championship or a College World Series Championship out in Omaha. And you guys saw plenty of LSU during this SEC season.
I just think LSU is the class of the field, and I thought that from the beginning. They have pretty much everything you need. They've got dominating starting pitching. They've got tremendous power spread throughout their lineup. They've got great speed on the bases. They play excellent defense, and they've got a solid bullpen. They really don't have a weakness. And in this World Series format, unlike playing in, say, the SEC tournament when you have to play three or four consecutive days, when you get to play a game and then take 2 or 3 days off and then play another game, you can pitch your ace more than once over the course of the 10 days. So you're going to see them throw the best they have in their first two opportunities. And, I just think what Texas is going to have, and I don't know who they're going to start, but they're going to have a tremendous left-handed starter to try to close down LSU's left-handed power. That was what Vanderbilt did so successfully with Mike Minor. If they've got that, then they've got a chance. If not, I just think LSU wins this thing 2 straight.
Hey, Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys, see you tomorrow.